Hundreds of demonstrators today poured onto the principal streets of Accra to protest against Western influence interference in Libya. The demonstrators, who call themselves Friends Against Western Forces in Libya, started the protest from Kalkudi through the Kanda overpass and the French embassy, where they presented a petition to the embassy. The leader of the group, Alhaji Abdul Manami, called on the Western forces to put an immediate halt to the violation of human rights, with the aim of removing the Libyan leader, Colonel Muammar Gaddafi. Yaya Kwamwa has more.
The demonstrators were made up of mainly the youth. They carried placards and banners, some of which read, "America, leave Africa alone. No blood for oil. The colonialism must stop. Leave Gaddafi alone. And Africa must rise up against American aggression." Alhaji Manan said the Libyans are capable of deciding and choosing their political leaders, just like the French, the British, and the Americans. He called on peace-loving countries and the world to condemn the bombardment, as they are likely to threaten world peace. Alhaji Manan pledged a group's support for Libyans, adding that they will stand by Libyans at all times till they become victorious.
The motive is against the background that the coalition that is currently operating in Libya have violated the Security Council resolution. Security Council resolution did not mandate them to go and kill innocent women and children of Libya. And that is why we want to call the international community that what has motivated Sarkozy, Cameron, Obama, and Berlusconi to turn themselves arm robbers of this world is because of the motivation of the huge oil reserve that we have in Libya.
The demonstration was generally peaceful. However, police used tear gas to disperse the crowd soon after the petition was read.
That was a report by Yaya Kwamwa.